to Naroki 5's live stream. Memes, memes, memes. Yeah, this is of course the catch-up episode here. This is the catch-up episode here where I tell everybody about all the memes that I missed over the first three shows because I didn't think things, forgot to turn my microphone on before I started the show. For those of you who don't know, I am at Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW TV, Brighteon, and YouTube. I am also at Minds, Gap, MeWe, Facebook, Getter, and TLB Talks for now. As I'm currently talking right now, I am actually sending this link out to everybody here. Letting everybody in Skype know that I'm around at this point. Just letting everybody know I'm alive at this point. It's what exactly are these? I'm going to have to imagine that somewhere along the line, someone's going to actually accuse me of going out of my way deliberately shame women or deliberately pick women. Just a similar situation to what happens with people, for instance, on say Fresh and Fit or whatever, where they claim that these women are being deliberately being shamed or made fun of, even though like nobody literally forced those women to come on the show. I'm going to say this again, and I say this whenever I get the chance, just in case I'd be accused of going around digging for these. The overwhelming majority, something like 95% of these memes, literally pop up on my social media feed as I'm going through my day. And if they're interesting enough, then I will just simply include them in the show in the second half after I do the comments. Now, what was happening was that I was still relatively new to Rumble at some point, and for whatever reason, the memes weren't actually showing up. So I was talking about these memes ahead of time, and one of my contacts told me that that these memes weren't actually showing up on the show as I was doing it. So this is me basically doing what I needed to do here and just getting getting the I's dotted and the T's crossed here and getting basically playing catch up. Now I've got a lot of memes, and yeah, I'm going to just tell you right now that the next show, which is going to the way the show is probably going to go, is that I'm going to have a topic and just basically talk my face off for the first hour and an hour and a half. And then when I sew my face back on, we then go to the next part of it, which is where I take out where I find these memes. And yeah, I've had Roger, for instance, remind me that I have a lot of memes. Just hold on a second. Sorry, folks, I'm dealing with a cold right now. So, yeah, I'm leaking like a sieve while all this is going on. And yeah, that's really basically all you need to know. Now, this is me getting caught up on back memes. I'm going to be doing nothing but talking about memes tonight. Let your friends know. If you have some interesting comments to make about this, then by all means, feel free to jump into the chat and let me know what's going on. But without any further ado, I'm just going to get into these. I'm going to try to get through these as fast as humanly possible. Cannot guarantee that it's going to be a long show, but at least you'll be hopefully entertained. Like, some of these are actually kind of funny, but a lot of these too are. Like, I'm going to also, before I start this, I'm also going to point out one thing. Well, how men do this about women too? No, I don't see this same level of like discussion. Or co-signing of negative male behavior happening in the manosphere towards women specifically. But I do see a lot of this, and it's like one of the other things I'm going to point out about this particular show, about all these memes, is the fact that, you know, there's when they're coming up this much, this often, it strongly suggests that there's a culture out there that is openly encouraging this type of attitude towards men. And because it is encouraging this type of an attitude, you seriously need to consider whether you're like MGTOW becomes a serious consideration, you know, because it's not just about it's not just about protecting yourself. It's just, I mean, like, why would you want to? I mean, like, to this degree, it's like literally every woman. Even the ones that aren't like this have women friends that are like the women you're going to see in these photos or exhibit some of the behaviors that you're going to see in these photos. I just need you to consider that because there's a lot of them tonight, and I'm going to respond to each and every single one of them to the best of my ability, or at least have a comment about them. It was for a while I was thinking I was going to just go and run through these and do a video response to them, but that takes way too long. This seems to be a much faster way of covering more ground. So without any further ado, let's go to photo number one. And yeah, this particular photo is about older women that, and this has happened to me in particular. And the whole issue on this is that, you know, and I'm starting to see this creep up more and more frequently, not so much with Gen X women, but with Gen Y women. And the issue here is that there's a lot of older women now that were overly picky and overly misandric and disliked men and treated men like they were throwaways, and they kept doing it until they hit the wall. And now that they hit, and this is something that a lot of younger girls don't understand about the wall, is that a guy will overlook a lot of things with a woman when she's young and pretty and she looks good on your arm. But I mean, that wears off really quickly when she has no longer had, I mean, even if she just basically, like, even the absolute minimum drop, I mean, it's extremely rare for a woman over the age of 40 to have a rating, say, of higher than 7, you know, Yeah, and they treat it, and so the only thing, and the thing about it is that men's sexual marketplace value tends to go up, and as their sexual marketplace value goes up, they become more attractive partners. Now, the most attractive women are women in their, well, the early 20s are probably the best example. And so what you're seeing here with this is you're seeing older women attempting to do, and men too, attempting to shame older men into dating their age because literally they have nothing else to fall back on. And unfortunately, what's happening in this particular situation is that there's a manosphere around now, and that manosphere is answering right, is chirping right back at them and going, well, no, you had your chance. You treated me like a throwaway. I don't need to deal with your bullshit. I don't need to deal with your pickiness. I don't need to deal with your personality foibles when there's younger, better looking women around who don't have the baggage, that look better, that might actually be grateful to be involved. And this is something that's happened with me. They had a really nasty incident that happened back in December. A fight almost broke out over it. Yeah, it's no. What you're seeing here is you're seeing older women attempting to shame men around their age into dating them as opposed to dating younger women. And of course, and I'm also going to point something else out here. Like you don't see them shaming women who are dating younger men. That's something else that I gotta point out here. Like the level of hypocrisy on this one is right off the charts. So let's go over to the next photo here. Okay, now this one's actually a little bit of a positive one, but I mean, I had to throw this one in because this is happening. Well, it's starting to become like as people are becoming aware of it. Like there have been multiple cases of men who identified as women going into women's washrooms and sexually assaulting younger women. I don't know about the man in this photo, but I mean, if I was the man in this photo, I would identify as a sledgehammer. Again, I don't have kids, so I don't have a dog in that fight. Again, though, it should be duly pointed out that the whole LGBTQ rainbow mafia, and I actually have a photo here down the line that I think really sums it up quickly, and the one that I'm going to have to bring up just to make a point. Where they when they started going after other people's kids is when things really started to go badly for them. And it's like, yeah, leave the kids alone. And it's like, I mean, I've literally told gay men who are defending this type of behavior, and I'm saying, like, how many times do you have to be told to leave the kids alone before you leave the fucking kids alone? Right? Like, they're being told flat out to do this, and they won't do it. And it's like, again, it's disrespectful, and it's a question about boundaries and principles. And yeah, with that, I'm going to move on to the next one. Oh, this one. Oh, man. Again, I'm going to say this about this. I said it the first time around, do not contact any of these people. But I mean, like, this is the type of stuff that I'm talking about here. Imagine being the wife of one of these dudes who talks about how having a daughter finally made him realize that women are people. Well, first of all, I mean, he would have actually, had to have gotten married and had a family and had developed a really strong. Unless, of course, this was just a one night stand. But I mean, you generally have to develop a type of a relationship with a woman in order to do this. And of course, a woman like this completely ignores the fact that they treat men like throwaways. I can't even really get into how hateful this comment is. This is probably more a reflection of Jessica Rose than it is about men. And probably it a reflection about how she feels about herself as opposed to what she thinks about men. That's just my response. Next one. Misandry and the Modern Women, how hatred can heal a lifetime of misogyny. No, hatred doesn't actually, this, you know, like I've heard this same kind of excuse being used out of BLM. Anger is a potent emotion. Anger is fire. Anger, if it's channeled properly, if it's shaped and if it's used effectively, can make you a much stronger, more resilient, even they say deadlier human being. You can come out of it with armor or a sword that's much better off than you were when you went in. Anger taken to this extreme, what Dori Hartley is talking about, is the type of anger that if you stay in your anger, if you stay in that fire too long, you can be burned up and consumed by it. And you're just basically, your life is nothing but ashes. Because, you know, that's that type of anger directed at everybody around you and everything. People don't want to be around somebody like this. And yeah, feminism encourages women to act like this. But I'm going to go back to slide one where, you know, like there was a woman in a shirt and it was like, well, you're lucky, we just want equality and not revenge. And it's like, well, how are you going to get revenge? Right? The state, like the state's on the verge of collapse. Male feminists, you mean the ones who sell out on the 0.00002% chance they're actually going to get laid, like those guys in a fight against actual, like in a quote unquote alpha males, but actual men, their survival time could be measured in seconds. The only way you would be able to do it is with mercenaries, and those mercenaries would probably turn on you the moment the money ran out, or they would just kick you out anyway. So, I mean, it's like, this dynamic doesn't work. You could get into conspiracy theories about stuff like this, but I mean, yeah, this just doesn't work. Next photo. And this is something that as a man, if you're part of the men's rights movement, you know about this. No, you know, DNA tests are not another way of men controlling women's body under the guise of ensuring the child. First of all, I mean, I am not under any obligation to be responsible for a child that is not mine. And forcing a man to be responsible for H. In fact, there's multiple cases of really bad paternity fraud. Forcing a man to be responsible for a child that's not his and not telling him. In fact, I've seen some videos on this. That's paternity fraud. I mean, that could potentially land you in jail. Now, I don't know who did this, but this isn't about control. This is about responsibility. And it's about honesty, and it's about integrity, and it's about making, well, I mean, you know, the longer I have been involved in the manosphere, the more I'm beginning to realize why it is that every single major religion in the world really strongly pushes the concept of a man and a woman, and that sexual activity, intercourse, stays with the mother and father inside the family, and you don't go wandering around. Because stuff like this happens, and you're seeing stuff like this all the time. And I'm not even going to get into the crime stats for children that are either in single mother families or in mother families with foster, with stepdads, because the rate of crime for both of those is actually pretty, is almost the same. All right, next photo. Most men complain that women do not like peace in a relationship and are dramatic. How you treat a woman is how she's going to act. You can't expect peace when all you bring her is pain. This is just assumes that all men are bringing women pain in the first place. This particular meme also excuses really, and I mean, I have encountered this. In fact, there's a slide down, I think I've got a slide in picture here with Marilyn Monroe making excuses for this type of thing. This is just women or a woman attempting to justify her bad behavior and deflecting it back onto the man. And, you know, again, the manosphere has been challenging this and the manosphere has been exposing this. And everything, again, right, this, you're going to see a lot of this with these memes. Next one. Okay. Now, I realize that my personal experience is not definitive. But, you know, when in the whole time I have been alive, I have only ever encountered one woman take personal responsibility, personal, at least in my life. I mean, there's obviously like situations like the 12-step program where you actually have to do an inventory and whatever, and those women do take that. But I mean, it directly involved with me, I have only ever seen one woman take directly responsibility for her actions around me or towards me. One. And she only did it after she was in recovery and she had to get to her step 8 and 9. And then she apologized for her, she made amends for her behavior. That's literally the only time it's happened. And I'm like 57. So yeah. I don't really care if you like this one or not. This one is truer than you might imagine. Like this one is very, very true. Next one. Yeah, actually, your genitals do define your gender. This one just really, this one, I got nothing on this one. Holy moly. This is just rhetoric taken to an extreme. You know, your genitals do define your gender. And of course, they will make up some cases. There is actually a very rare genetic instance. Here's the thing, though. It's extremely rare. It's not a common situation. In 99.9% plus of births, yeah, the genitals do define the gender. Sorry, yeah, they do. This is insanity. I am not required to indulge in someone else's insanity. Next one. Every time this one, again, right, I can't see the top of this one, but this one says, pretty much every time I hear a dude say a woman doesn't have a sense of humor, can't take a joke, I assume he's harassed her and he didn't laugh. I've never been wrong about it. Yeah, you probably have been wrong about it. Guys, I've seen jokes die. Tell jokes that die all the time. I've seen jokes where everybody in the room has laughed and the woman hasn't. This is just someone just, again, you're going to see a lot of this where they just simply justify their behavior, their bad behavior, or their toxic or their self-centered or their humorless behavior. And they're just basically trying to deflect that onto the man. Again, you're gonna see a lot of that with this. And it's like, you know, yeah, she probably has been wrong about it. This woman is either very young or delusional, one or the other. This next one's kind of funny, folks. Yeah, there are a lot of male feminists who think this is how sex works. And I'm going to say this to the men that are listening to this. You know, you're a decent person because you're a decent person, not because you want to... Not because you want to be with a woman. In fact, I mean, this is part of the issue in particular with MGTOWs, where they tend to lose a lot of respect for... I really don't have a lot of respect for guys like this because, I mean, the guys just don't like white knights. And, you know, there's a video out there called Beware the Male Feminist done by Sargon of Akkad. It's actually several years old now that really says this one perfectly. It's, I mean, again, right? And also, you just go over to the PUA community and you talk about this. It's like being this type of a guy, being the nice guy and thinking that she's going to eventually sleep with you because, I mean, yeah, okay, you might end up being the beta provider in her 30s, but in a lot of cases, you'll just end up like sitting on the sideline as she goes. And I've seen this a lot where she goes through guy after guy after guy after guy. And she fought. And it's like, yeah, you just want to grab. There's been a couple cases where I've seen this go on. You just want to grab the guy. You just want to smack the fucking shit out of him. But I mean, and it's like you explain it to him, you know. And also, by the way, this is also a form of one-itis, right? I mean, you bought into the biggest con that a woman can pull, that she's the only one for him. And no, if there's more than one guy for her, then there's more than one woman for you. You know, if she's too stupid to not see you for the person that you are, you move the fuck on. Like, you don't wait there patiently for her to maybe figure it out, right? There, you know, you keep your options open, right? And for the love of God, like, just walk the fuck away. If you're one of these guys, I mean, yeah, I get the frustration, right? But I mean, yep, yeah, sorry, you're in the friend zone with her and you blew it. Like, you have to leave the friend zone. And it's like, it's not about, well, how do we get out of the friend zone to get in with her? You don't get in with her. You move on, right? You move on with your life, right? You don't base your life based upon what she thinks about you or how she's going to sleep with you or whatever. Because let me tell you something, man. Hold on. This is a question that comes up with me with guys like this. Like, where else does this show up in your life? Like, where else? Like, would you trust this guy with trade secrets? Would you trust this guy with military secrets? Would you trust this guy to have your back in certain situations if this is how he's acting towards women? Because where else does this show up? Seriously. You know, and for guys who are in this situation, where else does this show up with you? Next one. Oh my God. Again, right? I don't expect anybody. I mean, I can cook for myself, and many guys can cook for themselves. By the way, this is a tweet from a woman by the name of Ruth, and it's like, I can never cook for my husband. That's slavery. It's sort of like, well, I mean, what else do you bring to the table? And I, you know, women get sick of hearing that, but that's a very legit question. What else do you bring to the table? Right? Like, do you cook? Do you clean? Do you mind the house? Do you do these things, especially if you're not working? Right? I mean, I can do all that stuff myself. In fact, I do all that stuff for myself, right? The most successful marriages I've seen are ones where there's a cooperative, where there's a, I won't say guy does the housework with the woman, but there's a designation part of duties involved, and each person stays within that one. So they stay within that role, but they do that particular role because they do it better than their partner. And, you know, with a woman like this, like, first of all, I wouldn't, like, a woman with this type of mentality, I wouldn't go beyond short-term recreational relationship with a woman like this anyway. But, I mean, if by some unfortunate quirk I ended up having a kid with this woman, I mean, like, can I fucking trust this woman to look after the kid while I'm out at work? Yeah, that's the extension of it, right? Like, if you can't cook for your husband, can you cook for your fucking kid? Yeah, think about it. This one was the one I was talking to you about when I talked about this photo here. This is the one I was talking about. Now, I put this one out because I needed to throw this one in because a guy in Britain literally had 5 police in riot gear show up at his place for posting this photo up. And ultimately what it comes down to is that, I mean, because they decided to have 5, and the reason why they did it was really simple. I mean, it was intimidation, which is the reason why I'm posting this one up now, because I think it's really important that this be shared, right? To a certain degree, they are a protected class and they are immune. It's starting to falter. Actually, it's starting to falter very quickly. But I mean, whoever came up with this, but I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, the Rainbow Mafia, for lack of a better term, wants this meme banned. They have sent police to people's houses for posting this meme up. That tells you something. Okay, next photo. Okay, this one. No, Druju. No, are you teaching men to focus more on other men's dicks? That's all. Take care. No, just avoid bad women like yourself. Again, right? I was actually in on this thread where this happened. You know, this just kind of... Yeah, like, this is what I'm talking about with the effect of feminism. They just assume that men just follow their dicks around, and there's enough men out there that do follow their dicks around for there to be some validity to this meme. But at the same time, you see this happen. And when I see a woman who just assumes that all men are like this, I do assume that she's probably not very brave, and she has a very negative opinion towards women. It's like, if you see a woman who acts like this, like, you don't have to have a woman like this around. In fact, you probably should do yourself a favor and not even have short-term recreational sex with a woman like this. Next photo. This is about single mothers, and it's, you know, I mean, they tell men to avoid single mothers because she's single for a reason. But again, let's just go through all of these. One, never available. Well, I won't say never available, but you're not the priority, which is number two, right? And that's the reason, for instance, why single mother households, even with stepdads involved in them, the crime rate doesn't go down, because the man has a sexual access interfered with the kid. Three, thinks the world revolves around her and her only. Yes, there are exceptions to that rule, but she has to be responsible for a kid or two, and it's like that kind of limits her world. It doesn't necessarily initially believe it, but by circumstance, she probably has to be. But again, right, going back to what I said first, she's single mother for a reason. Emotionally unavailable, yes, no, again, right, she has divided attentions and divided loyalties with her kids, so not necessarily the most emotionally available. The ex-daddy is always there. Well, sometimes the ex is dead. But this is a consistent complaint that I have heard from men who have gotten involved with women that have had kids with another baby daddy, especially if the baby daddy was either abusive or alcoholic or a drug addict or just a plain bad person. That can be very, very difficult to deal with, right? Because it's sort of like you have your boundaries and standards. And unfortunately, if you're living with a single mom, having those boundaries and standards is hard to enforce, because this is the father of her kid, right? So he is involved whether you want him to be there or not. And you're involved in the melodrama that it might potentially be happening, whether you want to be or not. And this is something that I've heard a lot of guys who've been involved with single mothers talk about. It's not fun. He will always be there. Even after the kids have grown up and left the house, he is still tied to her, right? You can never fully remove this guy from you might be able to fully remove him from your personal space, but you won't be able to remove him from the extended family space. Six, the kids are working against you. Yes, no, the kids will hate you. Yes, no, that's one of those ones that's up to you. Eight, entitled attitude. Well, you're talking about a lot of modern women here. This is not necessarily tied into single mothers, so yeah. Nine, distorted self-image. For the most part, yeah. 10, always the victim. Well, women like being the victim. So this is not just single moms involved here. You have a conflict with a woman. Again, right, I have yet to see a woman. I've only ever seen one woman take accountability for her actions, right? Always the victim. Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde personality. Time of the month, yes, but there's a reason for it. 12, drama queen. A lot of the times, yeah, but not. You probably should have figured this out about her before you moved in with her. 13, in most cases, she's dating to make your baby daddy jealous. Yes, no. Sometimes, again, remember, she's a single mom for a reason. 14, dishonest single mother is a liar. Yes, no. It just depends on her. It depends on what she's like as a person. And 15, carries baggage. Oh, yeah, 15 is true. Some of them have baggage to fill up a 747. So, yeah. All of these are true to a point. Not every woman is going to exhibit all of these characteristics. But I mean, overall, like, I have seen all of the guys I know who have been involved with single moms. I have been told or have seen this type of behavior to one degree or another, collectively in all of them. Like, not every woman does all of these things, but there's a lot of them that do. And again, right, you gotta keep saying this, she's a single mom for a reason. You need to keep that in mind. Next photo. Okay, this is from Handmaid's Tale. This is, again, this is a reflection of the patriarchy. Now, I have a meme on the next show that I'm going to be responding to. And again, right, let's just go through all of these, because I've seen all of these movies. All right, Furiosa from the Mad Max series, there was a set of circumstances that basically that put her in that situation. It's not something that she kind of chose to. There's just a random set of circumstances that got her to that place. The second movie, historically, the tribe that this was based upon were some of the worst slavers in Africa. And ultimately, you know, this, yeah, they weren't, I mean, once they actually had to face down some real opposition, they did not last particularly long. Mulan, again, same thing. There was this, like, with Furiosa, Mulan, and Wonder Woman, there were certain specific sets of circumstances that caused them to emerge as the people. Just like the same thing with Katniss Everdeen, there was extenuating circumstances that caused them to be that way. What they're trying to do here is they're trying to project that men want this. And here's the ironic part about this, and this is something that I said about this the first time around. In the movie and in the book, Handmaid's Tale, the Republic of Gilead is incredibly racist and white supremacist. So the black woman you're seeing off on the far right would have been sent to a ghetto or would have been killed outright. Like, she wouldn't be in that photo. And, no, I don't think they want this, but I don't know very many men who actually want this, but again, feminists have this really weird obsession with The Handmaid's Tale. And I was actually very sympathetic when the movie with Natasha Richardson came out. I was actually very sympathetic, but now I'm not, right? Because one, very unlikely that this was going to happen, but of course the Handmaid's Tale is like a feminist sweat dream at this point. So yeah, there's just a lot wrong with this. And again, right, very few women are actually going to end up in the area down below. The women who are down below, there as a backstory for literally for Furiosa, Mulan, and Wonder Woman, there's actually a backstory for all three that explains why they are what they are. And there were rare extenuating circumstances. Most women are not going to end up this way. Makes for good propaganda. Isn't actually true. Now, this next one is really fucked up, because I went to this woman's group on Facebook when I looked at this. Protecting women is not about transphobia. Protecting women is about protecting women. And this goes, and again, I know feminists don't, and hard leftists don't like versions of Evo Psych, But here, let me explain some really simple processes about Evo Psych. If the men back in the hunter-gatherer days did not take steps to protect the women in their tribe, right, the tribe would have died out. You know, women selected mates back in those days for their protective and security qualities, which is why, to a great extent now, women pick assholes. Because those assholes are very territorial about things, right? This isn't about transphobia, right? And by the way, making sure that men who are mentally ill and want access to women and children, and making sure that these men don't have access to women and children, is not transphobia, right? It is definitely not about patriarchy, right? This is all explained in Evo Psych, but again, I went over to this particular person's page on Facebook, and yeah, this was, well, I mean, look at the artwork. This is a person that took the time to draw this out. Like, this is not a person that I would want to have around. Next photo. Oh, this one. Wow. Be it Valerie Claire. Again, do not contact these people. Being grossed out, freaked out by a chick with a dick when you found her attractive seconds before is indeed transphobic. You stupid. Actually, I actually responded to this woman on Twitter. No, it's not transphobic. I like women, right? Men are heterosexual men like women. They don't like men. So the response when a guy finds out that some guy he thought was a woman takes this person home and finds out that he was actually with a man, yeah, I'm going to be freaked out. It's not transphobia. And by the way, also, Valerie, you're not entitled. Remember how feminists go on and on and on about how men are not entitled to women's bodies? That fucking actually goes in reverse, too. This is one that really disgusts me, right? You know, like, trans women thinking that they're somehow entitled to men, but men are not entitled to women. You know, like, that's just fucked up, right? And it's hypocritical. And again, right, I have zero problem telling people like this where to fucking go. Next slide. Another one of these word ones. Y'all stop blaming women for choosing the wrong man, but you never blame the man who faked his entire personality to win her over. Well, I mean, yeah, this is called the mating dance. You know, there's literature, and I've seen it, that teach women how to spot this fake behavior. You know, you know, there's, again, going back to the single mothers, there's way too many single mothers for this to be true. And not a surprise, this is done by a person from GQ. GQ is also one of those mainstream publications that's really taken a hit to its credibility over the years. You know, again, right, this tries to shift the blame for women's decisions onto the man again. And again, right, going back to this one right here, right, like, not really all that big on taking accountability a lot of again, lack of accountability. Next one. This one's as a MGTOW, I really like this one. The women who choose to engage in this, thank you very much. In fact, I would generally like it if you stayed there. This is based on 4B, and I have covered 4B before. Ironically enough, 4B got its inspiration, ironically enough, from something called the Hikikomori, which is basically a Japanese version or an Eastern version of MGTOW, which has actually been around longer than MGTOW has in the West. And, you know, these, I got to point out, man, there's a really nasty feminism issue in Korea. But I mean, there's so many women that are delusional and think that stuff like this isn't own, that they believe that it's like, and this is something that I've literally had to like get nasty with a guy about this, right? There are guys out there who just follow their dicks around like dogs and do not think that, it just assume that every other male is like this. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, they talk about this in MGTOW all the time, like control your sexuality, right? Like there's ways of doing it. The technology and the skills to do this have been around for more than a century, probably even longer than that. So, yeah. This is the part of them, they don't really have any power because, I mean, ultimately, you know, most MRAs, it doesn't really affect them. MGTOWs have bowed out. So it's like you're threatening to have sex with a guy who has at absolute best really limited his interaction with women. And the PUAs are just going to move on to somebody else, right? Like, I mean, like this has got to be one of the most useless, pointless stands I've actually ever seen. And, you know, all I want to say about this is with 4B and the women that practice 4B, yep, thank you very much. Next photo. Again, do not contact the women in this one. Men don't support their wives to stay at home to raise their children. Women support men's careers by providing unpaid childcare, housework, meals, and overall family life management services. Yeah, done provided them by the income brought in by the man. You know, this is not a case of slave. This is not a case of slave labor. And again, I talked about this earlier on with an earlier photo. You know, this isn't about, I mean, this is again, I could get into the big conspiracy theory about how the globalists have tried to make basic marriage make it seem like slavery. And, you know, yeah, the man is the provider in the household, and he also provides women over the woman who, and again, we're talking about divisions of duty here. The woman gets a share of the man's resources. With that share, she does these things, so she is literally not unpaid. She has, if she's just a homemaker, free housing, free food, and she gets to look after the kids. And by the way, she also gets to pretty much determine the shape and style of the house. She basically, the house is her responsibility, right? It's her area, right? It's not unpaid. This is just insane. Again, right, we get into this. Next photo. This one is truer than you might realize. Just hold on a second. I've actually encountered this a lot, both men and women who just assume, probably either via feminism or just from where their belief system was, that men just simply follow their dicks around like puppy, like dogs, and base their value on their girlfriend, or basically base their value on external validation. And they assume, because the men that they've been involved with are like this, that everybody is like this. And also, you know, if you disagree with them, well, then you must be. And again, right, one of the things about MGTOW that, and this is, by the way, MGTOW is not incel. You know, in fact, the two of them are almost completely opposite, because MGTOW do not value female validation. Incels value, they crave it like a drug, you know. But and here's the another ironic part about this. Because incels crave female validation like a drug, if they did crave female validation like a drug, they would actually be agreeing with women like this. You know, not disagreeing with them, because I've seen this thrown out by a lot of women and men who just assume that, you know, assume that men follow their dick, and like they follow their dicks around like dogs, right? And that they have no control. And it's like, yeah, I mean, if you're going to be in the manosphere, because you're going to hear it over and over and over and over and over again, you need to control your fucking sexuality. You need to develop a personal belief system that does not require female validation for you to be happy. You need to get to the point where you're internally validated, not externally validated. Next photo. Yeah, this is true. MGTOW does transcend strong men. Strength. This is, by the way, why the film The Matrix has such a strong appeal inside the manosphere, because it's like, it's not like strong men, right? You get to dodge bullets. And it's like a scene in the movie where Morpheus says, you understand these principles, you won't have to. And it's like, yeah, he doesn't have to, right? Because it's not relevant anymore. And, you know, it's not that I can handle the slings and arrows of the stuff that females throw at me. It ceases to be relevant what they say and what they think and what they believe about me as a MGTOW. Because, again, right, the whole, and this is something that a lot of women still, that a lot of men don't understand about MGTOW, like the whole priority shifts. It's not even about female validation and what women think. It's not even about being able to dodge bullets or block the slings and arrows, right? Because it's irrelevant, right? It's not, it's no longer a priority with me, because it doesn't matter what they think. You know, I am happy, responsible, productive, and I like my life. And no woman is going to make a decision about my life for me. I do that for me. You know, I don't have to be dealing with the slings and the arrows. Next photo. Now, this, I got to point something out about all of these. In every single one of these cases, like, okay, I can't remember what the first one. Oh, yes, that is Starfire's daughter. Yeah, that comic book went nowhere. The Scooby-Doo one lasted 2 seasons, and the game below the one. By the way, the woman, the bottom woman on the left, she was actually terminated from the company that she works for. She's been forced out, and the game tanked miserably. And by the way, you could also throw Kathleen Kennedy into this as well. You know, ironically enough, right? I mean, like in the experience of me being creative about some of the stuff that I've wrote, some of the scripts that I wrote, some of the things I did, like I've generally noticed that the characters that I wrote on that I believe in, there is usually a template out there, either somewhat alive or fictional, that was the inspiration for it. So, I mean, this is to be expected, but I mean, like, this was just, I mean, like, this is what happens when this is, first of all, in all three of these cases, this really wasn't their project. They were just put in charge of it. And this is what you ended up with. And all three of these, all three of these tanked. Next one. Oh, you're going to love this next one. And they wonder, man saved me from drowning, now I'm suing him. A man saved this girl from drowning, but now she is suing her. It's like she wouldn't even be alive. I mean, just, I mean, she's not particularly bright. She wouldn't even be alive if this man hadn't saved her. And this is one of those damned if you do and damned if you don't. So go MGTOW and fuck it. Anyone do whatever you think you feels right for you. I mean, obviously, I don't think this lawsuit went anywhere. But I mean, you know, this is, I mean, even if you do try to be the good guy and try to be the nice guy, well, I'm going to be covering false accusations here in about 2 to 4 days here, covering this. I mean, this is if a meme like this and a woman acting like this is the reason why men are walking away in droves. You know, like, there's been another story about why it is, like, why men saw this one woman drowning and they didn't want to get involved. And they didn't want to get involved because they would risk a lawsuit. And it's like, oh, well, that's not going to happen. Well, yeah, guess what? It did. It did. So, what can I say? Next photo. Going back to this one. This is the male version of this. Again, this is an individual who is, he, pardon the language, but he just thinks that if he agrees enough, that he's just going to get laid. And he's obviously not doing anything in at all to look after himself. yeah, no, I've encountered this more than you realize. And it's like, it's really, I mean, like, I hate to say this, but a lot of these, and like literal neckbeards, guys that throw out the incel label, are projecting about this. I've seen this more than you might realize. And with women too. But I mean, it's like, you know, if you're just doing this to justify your behavior, and yeah, I've seen this a lot. You know, you're referring to yourself. And by the, yeah, I'm just going to say, I've seen this a lot. Now this one. Now this one is, yeah, I've actually seen this happen. Now, there's no way that any guy in the world would go after the woman on the left. I'm really hard pressed to think of any guy in the world who wouldn't try to go and sleep with the woman on the right. Yeah, remember when people were like saying, "Oh, well, Lizzo's beautiful," and it's like, yeah, this is another example of it, right? the woman on the left is not beautiful by any stretch of the imagination, right? The woman on the right, yeah. These are not equal dating options. And by the way, men, you are allowed to have standards. You know, yeah, you're allowed to have standards. And my standards are that it's like if she gets on top of me, I can't breathe. That probably has to rate right up there. Just saying. Next one. This one was just wow. Again, this whole thing about this, that thing about women shaming men for going after younger women. Like, this woman is I saw this and I saw the comments on this one. But again, yeah, when Leonardo DiCaprio does this, he's a creep. It's like, hypocrisy. I picked this one out specifically because of the level of hypocrisy on it. Yeah, you'll hear women complaining about men dating younger women, but yeah, you get crickets when you start talking about it the other way. And again, I really don't care if older women date younger men, but if older women can date younger men, then older men can date younger women. And when I mean younger too, because I've encountered this, no, younger doesn't mean still in high school. Take your fucking projection and shove it up your ass. Next slide. Oops, I've already covered, did I double these up? Yeah, I did. Okay, this one here. Ah. This one. Yeah, living in a high crime neighborhood. This is actually truer than you might think. And this goes into some of the stuff that's actually happened. There's been a couple of cases where a woman got sexually, in one case, which we actually covered on the Red Pill Nation Hangout, where a woman got sexually assaulted in San Francisco. And when they looked at her, Twitter and Instagram profiles, she was super liberal. And a lot of men were saying, well, you voted for this. And they got really pissed off. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to say it right here. You voted for this. So, you know, again, going back all the way back to this one right here, you know, accountability. Right? Right? It's not my fucking problem. If you don't like being told that you voted for this, but you voted for this, right? And of course, right, the consequences of that. And I have met people that have multiple locks on their doors. I've lived in a bad neighborhood. I had 3 separate locks for my door. And someone still tried to kick my door in one time when I was out working in the field. Next slide. Remember when I was talking, we've seen this a number of times, the use of the word incel, shaming men for preferring younger women and all that stuff. I mean, or this one, this particular photo right up here, right? Same basic concept, right? It's not that you can dodge bullets, it's that it becomes, the fact that the bullets are even being tossed at you is irrelevant. Because the bullets no longer have the impact that they're supposed to have because you're not the same person. And yeah, you're not the same person. So these tactics don't work. This is what this meme is generating here, right? Again, right? Feminists don't want you to know about this, but yeah, this is basically it, right? I mean, you get post-red pill rage and you start working on your skills as a MGTOW. Yeah, you don't dodge bullets. You don't have to. If you don't have, you have an issue with MGTOW, that's on you. That's not on me. Next one. God. You know, like, yeah, I swear to God, folks, I am not looking for these. Lily Phillips slept with 1,000 men. There were multiple articles in feminist publications that blamed the men for Lily Phillips' decision. You know, there was that earlier meme where I talked about where a woman who like says, well, it's only until a man realizes, like, what type of man is it? He only realizes that that a woman is a person once he has a daughter. And it's like, you know, I don't see a lot of women calling out this type of hypocritical behavior. You know, but they will go on and on and on about how this is true, right? The level of hypocrisy on this one is right off the charts. I mean, just look at the stuff that happened with Lily Phillips when she slept with 1,000 men away. And it was like, it was the men's fault. No, it's not the men's fault. Yeah, moving on. Small dick energy. Yeah, this is the reason why you need to get to a point as a MGTOW. You need to get to the point of being anti-gynocentric, right? So that stuff like this no longer matters. It doesn't matter what she thinks of you or your dick, or just assumes that you follow your dick around like a puppy dog, right? This is... you transcend this type of behavior, right? And the fact that there are so many women out there that do engage in this type of behavior is more about a reflection of them than it is about the women, about the men. Next photo. Boy, this guy. Women have ruined the internet, video games, anime, the government, our demographics, polite society, food, comedy, movies, education, men. The internet has also been incredibly freeing. So yeah. Video games, the AAA developer games. Again, this has been kind of starting to roll back lately, because it's like among the things that's been happening with Doge is that the pipeline of money that these places used to get is starting to dry up. Anime, North American anime, yeah. Japanese, not so much. The government depends on who in charge, but I mean, I've actually done it's number two, actually. I think it's number two or number three, where I talk about Donald Trump and the manosphere. Yeah, if you're expecting the conservatives are going to do something about the manosphere straight out the gate, there's a video that's on YouTube done by The Daily Wire, which is just an absolutely pathetic take by conservative men about the manosphere and about the red pill. So, yeah. Actually, even the right has got some stuff to learn. Our demographics, well, again, it depends on what demographics, but yeah, to a certain degree, yeah. Polite society, yeah. Yeah. Food. Well, again, food is a personal choice. So, you know, that one's a bit of comedy. Oh, yeah, good God. Comedy, the comedy clubs. I mean, literally the only artistic form that feminism hasn't destroyed is podcasting. And that's because it's an individual thing. Movies, absolutely. Education, yeah. Men, and again, it's up to the men to decide for themselves by going MGTOW. or becoming or taking the red pill and realizing that they have to start living for themselves. So to one degree or another, everything he said here is true. He got really roasted for it. But I mean, for the most part, a lot of this is actually true. Moving on. Yes, Sarah Rao. You might remember her from the movie Am I Racist? She has since fled Twitter. What I specifically, and here's the ironic part, she's Indian, American. People from India are actually considered Caucasian, and she really posted up a lot of racist stuff. And again, right, I will say that some of the worst feminists in the world are actually from India. But I mean, Sarah Rao has almost like a nuclear grade safe space around her. Like, I mean, having Matt Walsh expose her to the degree that he exposed her in the movie Am I Racist makes the point. And again, here's the thing. And I would love to see Sarah Rao's reaction when she actually knows about this. People from India are considered Caucasian. And they will go, oh, well, my skin's pretty dark. It's not necessarily about skin tone. It's about other aspects of physiology that go just beyond the color of your skin. I see a lot of people from India get this wrong. But again, right, having this woman be exposed on Matt Walsh's documentary was just fantastic. Yeah, this is probably one of the most toxic, misandric, racist individuals out there. She is on the same level as, say, Joy Reid, who just got fired yesterday, finally. It's hard to say with a woman like Joy Reid and Sarah whether they actually believe this or whether it's just a grift. Because if they actually believe it, then it's sort of like, okay, then I know where I stand with you and I can treat you accordingly. But if it's just a grift, you know, then it's really disgusting. And this is the same thing that Malcolm X said about white liberals, right? Yeah, so I'm just going to leave this there. Next photo. By the way, we're almost at the end of this. We got another dozen or so. We got 16, 17 to go here. This one. Incels in this one. Yeah, I can kind of see incels being this way. However, the issue around this particular photo is that, I mean, you got to understand with feminism, anybody in the manosphere is an incel. It doesn't matter whether they're MGTOW or whether they're PUA or whether they're men's rights activists. They're all incels. And again, this is feminists projecting and just assuming that every single male is out. Like, I mean, for instance, yeah, it's like, take MGTOW, for instance. MGTOW, it doesn't really matter what women do or don't do. It is irrelevant. But somehow that makes us incels. And it's like, how? You know, how does, I mean, with MGTOW in particular, it's sort of like, well, you said a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Okay, well, then the bicycles went off and did their own thing, and now we're a bunch of incels. This is, again, going back to the no matter which way you go, you're wrong. So stop basing your values and your actions based on what other people think of you. Start living for yourself. Go MGTOW. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about this one. This next one is really interesting. Okay, first of all, seven really, for a woman, for the current generation, seven really isn't all that many. a man with a body count in triple figures would not be sweating and be uncomfortable talking to a woman with that low of a body count. By the way, yes, seven is a low body count, right? Why? Because a man with a body count in triple digits like that is probably very skilled with women, and it wouldn't really matter what the woman with the seven actually did or didn't do, because the guy with the 102 body count could just simply move on to another woman. I think what they're trying to do here is expose hypocrisy, but here's the thing. I'm going to go with the master key thing. A good key, a master key will open any lock, but a bad lock that is open to any key is a bad lock, and nobody wants to have it around. Again, women hate that analogy, but it's true. You know, like the goods ain't secure. Again, another thing about this one, a guy with 102 body count, I'm going to have to assume that if he has that high of a body count, that he has slept with women that have also had high body counts. Because women who have low body counts usually have what we call more defined principles around relationships and probably wouldn't give it up as freely and would probably demand more of a chaste lifestyle out of the guy with 102 body count. This is just this one just falls apart no matter which way you break it down. You know, guy with 102 body count wouldn't be sweating it like that, and the woman with a seven body count is not a particularly high body count. So I don't know who did this one, but I mean, it's just a, like, obviously this woman does not know about the manosphere in any form or fashion. Oh, yeah, this one was funny. Your survival time in a fight against an ice raid lady will be about 8 seconds, right? Looks really stunning and brave, looks powerful, looks defiant. Do you actually know how you would resist ice? You know, they got weapons, they got body armor, they got shields. They've got legal backing. Like, how would you stop them? And by the way, if you're going to do that in a hospital, you're putting your job at risk. And also, you know, like at this point in time, ICE is basically deporting violent criminals. So you're actually aiding and abetting. Not only are you aiding and abetting illegal aliens, but you're also aiding and abetting a violent criminal, which is a criminal offense. Yeah. Hate to break it to you, man. And yeah, you could try fighting him, but again, right, they got the body armor and the weapons and you don't. And you're a woman. Right? There's something really pathetic about a woman who's attempting to look tough when she's not. Next photo. Oh my God. I'm just going to let this one just stand here. Like, here's the thing about, and again, I have to keep saying this. I am not looking for these. These just pop up on my feed. Just so you know. But this one is just like, no, I'm not going to smell someone else's shit. You know, I'm just not going to do it. This one is just insane. You know, oh, will you smell my poop? No, I'm not going to smell your poop. And it's like, I'm not going to smell your poop to be sympathetic to trans women. It's like, whoever wrote this article clearly needs more of a life. That's all I'm going to say about it. Next photo. Well, okay. Martina M. Bonner. I am not paying the mortgage. I am not paying for your childcare. I am not spending $600 on a first date with somebody. What you are is give you $1,000 for your time. You know, like, this is the demand. I mean, you're even going, you're basically having the demands of a wife on a first date. Oh, Ed, by the way, note the pink hair, right? Again, right. This has got to be one of those. And by the way, it also looks like she's starting to get up there as well, right? This is going to be one of those women who in another 15, 20 years is going to be another one of those women like, where is that one? That one where they were talking about, I can't find it. I can't find it right now. Where the hell is it? Well, the one that was blaming men for, this is going to be one of those women that's going to blame men in when she hits her 40s for dating younger women. And yeah. yeah. This is the attitude of a prostitute, not an actual woman. And we all know where this is going. That's all I'm going to say about this one. This one is really funny. Yeah, because Che Guevara did have concentration camps for homosexuals. Adolf Hitler threw homosexuals in concentration camps along with the Jews and the Romani. Right. So this is not anything new or unusual here. So, I mean, it's like also you have gays for Palestine and it's like, yeah, I got some news for you on that. I mean, those Palestinians would throw you off the top of a roof for being gay. Again, right. That strange disconnect. And even if you tell them, it goes right over their heads. And it's like, this is why we need to stop indulging mental illness. Next one. I included this one. Notice the trans colors on the creature. It's sort of like, again, this is another one of those, well, be grateful we own, we just want equality and not revenge. It's sort of like, you know, they claim this, but I mean, it's like, you know, like they seem to think that they've got the right. And this is what's been going on. It's like they've been told over and over and over and over and over to leave other people's kids alone, and they won't do it. This particular meme is the reason why. And they are big and tough and brave because they've got, or they had, they don't anymore, but they had the backing of the state to do this. And they will still get backing of local in-state governments for a while yet. But I mean, there's just an attitude in the trans community that think that they've got the right to just do this and to infringe into, you know, this isn't live and let live anymore, right? And that they can just go into any space that they want to. And it's like, no, you can't, right? Like, I can't go into anybody's space anytime I want to. Neither do you. But I mean, this particular meme says a lot about this particular community. And you understand when you see memes like this why there is such a thing as gays against groomers. Because I mean, the backlash when it really kicks in against this community is going to be serious. Like, someone is probably going to die over this. Next slide. We're almost done. I've seen this before as well. I see this especially at gyms. You know, when I'm at, when, for instance, when I've actually done a video on this about etiquette at gyms. Even when I do follow that etiquette, I still have had some very kind of iffy situations take place, right? You know, they dress up in really scantily clad clothing. And of course, men are visual creatures that they're going to look. And then when they look, they get accused of being perverts. And it's sort of like, this is another one of those damned if you do. And if you don't look, you're gay or there's something wrong with you. So it's like, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So, I mean, the best response is to look, look briefly and then walk away. And I'm going to also point out something about this. If you're wondering why porn is doing as well as it is, it's because of an attitude like this. And I know some people don't like me saying that, but it's true, right? Women like this are the reason why porn is taking off, right? Because, I mean, at least the photos on the internet aren't going to scream back at you and call you a perv. Next photo. I am actually going to be doing this again. There's another meme about this particular situation on the next show in the memes section. You know, I mean, if the car and the car seats cannot handle your weight and size, that's not the fault of the driver. That is not the fault of the company. I mean, look at the woman on the right. Just look and try not to gag when you do it. Try not to claw your eyes out, whatever. You know, like, this woman cannot. There are literally cars out there that she literally could not fit into because of her size. And like, I mean, she's fat, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it because she'd probably eat that too. It's like, yeah, I mean, right. And then she has the nerve to sue them because, again, right. Ask for like, I mean, I saw the video for this. This guy actually, The Lyft driver actually says, I'll get a larger car for you. And she gets really pissed off about that. And it's like, again, right? Like, this is a lawsuit that's probably not going to go anywhere. But I mean, like, the woman on the right is just grossly, morbidly obese. And it's like, you know, and it's like, yeah, if you're going to be that big, there's just places you're not going to be able to sit in most seats. They're probably going to call out armed guards if you go to an all-you-eat buffet, right? I mean, like, you're not attractive. It's like, look at the tats on her, too. It's like, this is a perpetual professional victim. And, you know, again, right, this is not going to, I mean, this lawsuit probably isn't going anywhere, but the fact that the lawsuit was even done, you know, says a lot about her. And I'm like, yeah, like, yeah, no, go ahead, somebody, maybe in the comments, nobody actually talked in the chat, but go ahead, anybody in the live chat, convince me that this woman would be able to fit in some of the smaller vehicles. All right, next photo. By the way, when I said it was 16 or 17, I was wrong. Just a couple more to go here. Next one. Way to go, Steve's NBA star Steven Jackson called off $400,000 wedding because fiance refused prenup. There's a case of a woman by the name of Brittany Renner who apparently it was $200,000 a month. It might not be that much, but I mean, men, if you're going to get married, protect your assets. You know, anybody out there who wants to accuse me of being a misogynist for saying that can go fuck themselves, right? You know, marriage from a legal standpoint in most Western countries, marriage currently is set up in a way where the woman benefits from divorcing the man and can do so at the drop of a dime. Right? You're going to start seeing more and more of this. Even if you don't have assets, make a prenup anyway. I'm going to also point out that to a certain degree, prenups don't you have to. This is something that prenups don't necessarily provide the protection that you think they do. And I also need to point something else. I'll point out something else here, right? It is like the situation between the genders has become so toxic that, you know, you can't just marry the love of your life and go off into the hills and live happily ever after. You have to view the woman you're marrying as a potential adversary down the line by protecting your assets now. Right? There are predatory women out there. So I'm seeing this happen more and more frequently. And again, there's I'm going to be talking about another individual here next week or on the next show in the meme section where a woman tried to take half this guy's assets simply by being the guy's girlfriend, not even living together. And the second to last one, the champagne shot. This is new women only rideshare service launches in Las Vegas. New rideshare called El Ligna has launched in Las Vegas with a strict no men policy. Well, first of all, you can't discriminate based on gender. Now, do I have an issue with this? I think this is actually not a bad idea. Unfortunately, you can't discriminate based on gender. And also, by the way, what do you do if a man decides to identify as a woman? You gonna turn him down? Oh, no, that makes you transphobic. You know, like it's probably not going to end very well for this woman. I have no interest in like challenging her and what she's doing, because this is not a bad idea. But I mean, yeah, given the current cultural environment, you know, this might not be that good of an idea. And the last one, yes, I swear to God, this is the last one of the night. No, women are not staying single on purpose. The meme itself. Women are purposely staying single because men aren't men anymore. Well, you know, you created the situation. Here, let me go back to that Beardsley guy. You know, look at the last one. Men. Right? You created this situation. And again, this is women not taking accountability for themselves, and their actions. And, you know, this is why, men, you need, I gotta keep saying this, and I don't really care if people like me saying this, and this is why men, a lot more men need to be going MGTOW. And that is it on this short for me. Short series of memes. I hope you enjoyed this. Hopefully you got something out of it. Again, right, you're going to see me doing this concept of pulling out memes and using it at the end of the regular topic probably on almost every show I go into from this point forward. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got something out of it. I am going to wish you all a good night, and that gets me caught up on everything. Good night, everybody. Oh, yeah. One last thing. Patreon, EsnaRoki5. I would like your support here. Let me just put the banner in very briefly here. There we go. I'll leave the banner up. Make a note of it. It's also on the low bar. Now, have a good night.